We're back for
Howdy, folks.
For the 101st episode.
What's up, folks?
What's up, folks? Folks, how folks. The hell are you, folks?
All right.
Follow us on the social media platforms. Pretty much everyone you can think of except Facebook.
Yeah, yuck.
Yes, yuck, indeed. If we do make a Facebook, we should make a thing where we like post like a minion meme every day.
That'll do
like
numbers.
Blend in. Exactly. maybe that's the play. Maybe we become like famous for our minion memes.
Our minion memes.
It's possible.
What would they call us?
Minion memers. Or losers Q. I'd prefer
what
they
would
call
we call
that.
Our fans?
Minions. This shit makes itself up. It's too easy. How have we not acted on this yet?
Yeah. Because it's, you know, just sucks your soul, you know?
What, posting on social media?
No, minions.
Oh, what? Elaborate. Explain. How do the minions suck your soul? What does that even mean?
They just take it. Just take the soul from you.
Oh, I'm not entirely in agreement with you, but I guess we'll just roll with it for now.
Okay.
So anyways, follow us on Twitter at LosersQPod. Uh-huh. Same with MySpace. Rate us highly or 5-star us on Apple Podcast and Spotify and Apple Music album soon. Send us your sads, mads, bads, glads. To losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Losersqpodcast@gmail.com.
Is that the fastest you can say it? I'm going to try it. Losersqpodcast@gmail.com. Nope. I didn't. Fail. I got a little ahead of myself.
Losersqpodcast.
It's too difficult. Anyways, send us sads, mads, bad. I'm not going to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
They know.
Yeah, they know.
So, Dan, I've got a question for you today.
Let's go.
Do you have a question for me?
It was just gonna be, no, but kinda.
Okay, well that was my question, so.
Uh-huh.
I just thought that would be funny. You didn't really laugh, so.
That was it?
Yeah, that was it.
You fucking had me.
Yeah, I know. You got excited. That made it even better. Huh? I was like, nice. He thinks it's a legitimate question.
Huh?
Nothing. I've got nothing. I bring nothing to the table today. It's just like most other days.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Who of us would win in a best of three?
Best of three what?
Best of three Connect Four game.
Connect Four game?
Yep.
I don't know, I'm pretty rusty on the Connect Four.
Found out I'm pretty good, so.
That's tough. See,
I'm taking the win.
I might have to go with you as well, to be honest. But mm-hmm. Is that like I don't think I'm supposed to like agree with that, because then I'd just be throwing. Like, what's stopping me from throwing if we were to hypothetically play this like Connect Four game?
Okay.
So like I have to go with.
Okay. I have to prevent you from throwing.
Hang on,
correct.
No. Hang on. What if it was a best of three, but we're both trying to lose? Who would win? Right.
Wow. That's tough.
That's tough. Maybe if you think about it too long, it doesn't really make any sense. But like, would we just fill it up, or is that like impossible? It's like infinite monkey.
Yeah, you could probably fill it
infinite
up.
Infinite monkey theory or whatever, where like if you have infinite monkeys, like
I'm only aware of writing, 12 monkeys.
No, I know. Okay.
So, oh, you know?
Yeah, I'm familiar with all 12 of them. But I'm also familiar with the infinite monkey theory, where if you have like a bunch of monkeys infinitely writing something, eventually one of them will write Shakespeare. Like something Shakespeare, okay. You know what I mean? So like, if we're both trying to lose, like if we're both just full fucking ape mode, like one of us is just bound to win eventually.
Because we're apes.
Sure.
Okay.
So I guess like, if you think about it, like if both of us are trying to lose, eventually one of us is going to win, whether we like it or not. So me asking who we think is more likely to win in that scenario is kind of pointless, because like, it just, it it's going to happen eventually, and there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's just going to happen, right?
Uh-huh.
So anyways, if we had to pick a legitimate winner, it'd be you, currently. But
okay.
With prep time...
But what stops you from throwing?
What stops? That's what I'm saying. But
I think I've got it.
Yeah.
You have to give me $100 if you lose.
I would never play for $100 at Connect Four, even in a hypothetical. I wouldn't even entertain the thought of it. I won't. I refuse.
No. It's
yes.
It's lot. Okay. It's you die.
Oh yeah, no, I'd play you in Connect Four for my life. That's different. That's way different.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. But yeah, you know, back against the wall, bullet to my head, I'm throwing that Connect Four game.
I'm just trying to put some stakes on it.
Steak?
Yeah.
What kind of steak?
Some steaks.
Like a New York strip.
Sure, yeah.
Ribeye.
Yeah.
Oh. Which is it? Cuz not a lot of
steak. I like those.
Okay. All right, you know what?
I was going to say it's all kind of the same, but it's like I went to this place.
Yeah.
And they had like a bunch of different schmeats where they just like went around and just like chopped it off for you. It's definitely not all
the same. you don't really notice it's different until there's like a couple different ones being tried,
until you like, you know, you're like back to back.
Yeah, exactly, because you don't ever eat like two different steaks in one sitting unless you go somewhere that does that.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you see the light and you're like, wow. So anyways, if I did care about the Connect Four game, if I had prep time, I'm taking it.
No prep time, sorry, Matt.
Oh, no prep time. You know what? I'm a generational talent, right? So I'm gonna put myself in a winning position no matter what. I've got the power to see a couple moves ahead. Yeah. I've got some practice with similar scenarios.
Similar.
Yeah.
Scenarios.
Yeah, similar scenarios.
What do you mean by that?
What do you mean? We play a card game. It's like the same thing. I mean, it's not the same thing, but it's like, you know, there's still some like similarities. Like you gotta like know what they can do, know what you can do. Except it's a lot easier because you have circles and you're putting them in this thing, and I know where you could put every single one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So as long as I'm not stupid, which it's a 50-50
well.
If the day, like on the day of, if I'm like full on, you know, stupid or not. But you know what I mean? Like I think I've got it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're gonna have to play Connect Four at some point, I think.
And you're gonna get steamrolled. So.
Yeah, I mean from what I know, we've got $100 on it if you lose, so I'm gonna win it. Because I need that money. Not really. Just kidding, please.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So how did you find out that you're like good at Connect Four? Like why do you feel like you're some kind of Connect Four prodigy all of a sudden? What happened?
There was a bachelor party.
Oh, okay.
And
you played
Connect
Four.
Yeah, they had it at this bar that we were at.
Sure.
And I beat every single person.
In the bar?
Everybody that played, you know, with me.
You didn't lose a single one?
No.
Damn, okay. Listen, were you sober?
Yeah.
Were they sober?
I was one of the drivers.
Okay, but were they sober?
Some of them, yeah.
Okay, see, this is it. You just did it. You're not what you think you are, Dan. And I'm here to put you in your place.
I said some of them.
Right, okay. I'm only counting some of these wins then, for now. Okay? I don't know the state of these people, right? You know, I don't know how, you know, sloshed they were. Not that it matters a ton, like, if they're drinking. But, like, it matters in the context of playing Connect Four, right? Because I feel like you probably play Connect... No?
I
think you're just
saying... Even if I had a couple of bevvies, it's still over.
No, I don't think so, Dan. How about this? We'll play a best of three, and the first one, you'll be sober, I'll be sober, and the second one, you'll drink, and I won't, and we'll see how much worse you play.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Or maybe we just play and I'll wash you anyway, because it's going to happen. I have to get competitive with it now, Dan. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, you know, whatever motivates you.
Yeah, it right now it's just beating you.
It's what motivates me.
Perfect. I'm glad we're in the same boat, Dan. We're down to play Connect Four, but not ARAM. Speaking of ARAM, there will not be an ARAM report this week.
Yeah, I don't think we play League of Legends anymore. Yet we are a podcast that talks about it.
I think if Dan asked me to play League of Legends, I'd play League of Legends.
I don't know if I would.
No, I know. That's I'm just kind of like trying to, you know, make you look like the reason it's not happening. I'll take co-blame for now. But if I get an ARAM in this week, it's all on you, bud.
All right.
Any more silly things, Dan?
Do you like the new Star Wars movies? Yes or no?
Do I have to just say yes or no?
Yeah.
Can I say I like two of them and not one of them? I like two of them and not one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's my answer. I gotta give them a rewatch. I think there's a lot of movies that, like, I think this is something that I've kind of wanted to talk about. There's a lot of movies that I've seen before that I used to really like, but I kind of feel like I wouldn't like them that much anymore if I rewatched them. And I kind of feel like some of the Star Wars movies might fall under that category. I think a lot of the Marvel movies will fall under that category too.
Yeah. Not Deadpool though.
No, that one, my opinion won't change on that one because I already think it's bad. maybe my opinion will change. Maybe I'll actually like it if I rewatched it. It's been a while because I really do not like that movie. So maybe I'll have to give it another shot. But no, seriously, I kind of think that, like, I don't want to say that, like, I mean, I guess I could say it this way. Like, my taste in the arts has matured a little bit as I've grown older, which makes sense. So I think maybe I appreciate stuff more when it's a certain quality, and I don't quite know if all the other stuff that I've seen that I used to like lives up to that same quality.
Yeah,
the original Spider-Man movies hold up because it's Sam Raimi, and it's everything he does is perfect. That's just a fact. So there's a couple though that I question if I'd like, and I kind of feel like I said, the Star Wars ones would not fall under the category of like anymore. Maybe not both of them, at least. Both of the two that I did like. But who knows? I'm going to have to give them a chance. I've got a lot of movies to watch this year, so they'll be on the list.
True. I want to be counted in.
I would love that, Dan. I would love for you to actually show up to watch a movie.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about them?
They're aight.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I think that's a fair way to look at him. I really do remember liking the first one a lot, but kind of hard to say if I'd still feel that way because I think that it's kind of like almost a nostalgia thing because it was the first one that I'd seen in theaters. So like maybe that is something that mattered to me. But now every time I think of Star Wars, I think of like all the like fan service-y stuff that they do with their shows, and it's kind of just become such a like,
it's just like a cash grab.
That, and it just feels so, like, fucking, I don't know. It's almost like, you know how there's, like, Disney adults? It kind of feels like Star Wars adults are, like, kind of a thing, too. You know what I mean? Like
yeah,
they
but
make
aren't
it,
they
like,
just,
their personality.
Aren't they just Disney adults?
I mean, honestly, yes. They're kind of, like, one and the same at this point. Like, they fuse together to make this fucking, like, this just monstrosity of, like, fandom.
I feel like it's like the Marvel movies, you know? Like, they're just going to take that and just keep making them.
I mean,
and try and squeeze every last bit of money out of it.
Yeah. It's hard for me to say that because I do view those movies in a very positive light because I just kind of grew up with comic books and superheroes and all that shit. So it's kind of like my shit no matter what. Like, that's...
Yeah.
I will always
like
love
it. I grew up with Star Wars.
Sure. And I also grew up with Star Wars too, but I could not be paid to watch any of the shows. Especially considering there's like 30 fucking million episodes at this point.
I know. Everyone's like, but they're so good. Yeah. I cannot be bothered to literally watch.
Mm-hmm. I've heard so many people say that The Mandalorian is like their favorite show. And I'm like, that's great. I'll never find out.
I won't know.
Yeah, literally ever. Unless something new and interesting comes out. But that's not likely because Star Wars loves rehashing the same old shit. So.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Dan, you got games?
I got game.
That's a movie. Well, I mean, he got game. That's a movie. You're not. You're not. He got game. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I watched some games.
Okay, let's talk about it.
Let's start LEC because it always kind of goes down.
Yeah.
I watched Mad Lions Koi versus KC. So KC win this one, but I think it's only because Mad Lions threw it, and it was like so late in the game that like death timers were so long that it was able, like KC could just like get Baron and they just like ran it down and like killed the rest of Mad Lions like one by one. So that's kind of how it went. Kind of surprising. And then I watched what's this called? What's the name of this team?
You'll get there.
Team Heretics versus SK.
Oh, that one.
Niski was like playing out of his fucking mind. But it was like the entire game was on his shoulders. And it did not work out, unfortunately. And also Flacket being like, I think at the end of the game they said he was 8.5k gold ahead of like his opposite. So he was like dummy far ahead. He was on Varus, and like if they could kill him, if Niski was able to land, Niski was on Ahri. If he was able to land a charm on him, it was like basically over. So but Niski could not do it. Unfortunately. But my boy Yankos got it done. Big. And Wonder. And Flacked.
G2 legend Flacked.
Uh-huh. Yep. And then I watched G2 versus Fnatic. This is
I'm falling asleep.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
That's the nap time special.
Literally. Smolder was played by G2.
Wow, that's exciting.
No, because it didn't work, and Fnatic won.
Big.
And I think that puts them tied for first now.
It does. I'm looking at the standings right now. Is that all you've got LEC wise, or?
Let me double check.
You're good. I was gonna go yes. over that. Okay, so I guess why don't we go over the? I mean, G2 and Fnatic are tied for first, but I guess just to sum up the rest of the league, there's like a two-way tie for second seed, which would technically be third seed. It's Team Heretics and Team Vitality, both tied at 4 wins, 2 losses. And then on the outside looking in at 3-3 is SK Gaming and Mad Lions. Oh, this is actually kind of nice how this works out. Everyone's tied for it's two of each record.
Everyone's tied with somebody.
Exactly. It's beautiful. BDS and SK Gaming are both tied at 3-3. Mad Lions, Koi, and Carmine Corp are both tied at 2 wins and 4 losses. And then the two worst teams in League of Legends Europe are Giant X and Rogue, tied with 1 win, 5 losses.
Yeah, I think I didn't watch that one. Like, I think I didn't watch either of those guys play on purpose.
That's probably a good call. I would imagine the quality of game that Rogue is putting out is not very good. Yeah,
because it was like, I think I got on to like watch, and it was like G2 versus Giant X. I'm like, I'm just not.
No, it's not worth it. Why bother?
But the first game tomorrow is Giant X versus Rogue, so you might get the battle of the shitters. So
it's a tiebreaker. That game's gonna go 50 minutes, and it's gonna be a slapper. I have no doubt in my mind.
Mm-hmm. Did you say 50 or 15?
50.
Yeah.
No one knows how to, these two teams don't know how to win games. I did not get to watch any LEC this week. I prioritized mainly LCS.
I watched some of that.
I think I want to talk a little bit about LEC a bit more, though. I'd like to talk about, I guess we could talk about the middle of the road, which I would say at this point is SK, BDS, Mad Lions, Carmine Corp to an extent. It is only 2 weeks, but Mad Lions going from second place in the winter split, which is something in and of itself, to nearly the bottom of the scoreboard is quite an interesting thing. I mean, it's
kind of says something.
I wonder if it's similar to like the LCS, where like there's only 8 teams in the LCS, so everyone is saying like anyone can beat anyone in the LCS, and that kind of was a trend throughout the entire season. It really didn't feel like there was one clear cut best team. But do you think that it's because the teams are not that good and like everyone's kind of just like equally bad, or do you think everyone is equally good? Like it's very hard to tell when it's like domestic play, you know?
Yeah, I mean, so it's like every time I watch G2, they just seem like far and above like the best team.
100%. I don't think there's a single team that does everything as well as G2 does everything that you need to win games.
Which kind of felt like C9, like, I mean, like earlier in the year or, you know, in previous splits where it's just like they just like play the game better.
Yeah.
But, you know, they can't always win. So,
correct. And it doesn't usually translate internationally. So that's the big issue in my eyes, is that there's,
and I think it's because everyone under them kind of sucks.
Yeah, I kind of feel like it's the same thing. Even with G2. G2, admittedly, I think sometimes they kind of do well internationally, because I think especially this year, I would say they have two world class players. In very important roles, that being mid lane and jungle. I do think Yike still has a bit more to prove before I would say he's for sure a world-class jungler, but he's been very solid, like, for a while, even last year. So it would not surprise me if this team did well internationally again this year, because I think they've only gotten better as a unit. So
yeah.
I'm excited for that specifically out of LEC, but otherwise every other team, they kind of just... They don't really move the needle for me. I think that there's some potential in a lot of them, but there's nothing like too, you know, standout-ish from anyone. Even Fnatic, who's at the top of the scoreboard, I still think that Oskarin is just, he has a tendency to disappear when it matters most. So,
I think to answer your question, I think for sure that Giant X and Rogue, like, definitely, like, look the worst.
Yes, I would agree with that.
I would say even KC could be grouped into there. But, you know,
I think
if they have...
Oh, go ahead.
If they, I mean, they could, they, if they keep doing well, then they could prove it, you know, prove us wrong. Like, they play against Vitality tomorrow. And it's like, okay, if they are able to beat them, and then they play, like, Team Heretics, okay, they're playing, like, these like, teams that are, you know, fighting for second place here, like, if they have a good showing against them, then, you know, it might kind of change. But I don't know, it's always so... League is always this, like, weird thing, where it's like, I don't know, it almost feels like every game could be, like, a 50-50.
Yeah.
You know? And, like, unless you're, like, clearly better, you know, like you're clearly doing better things than the other team, or like draft gap, you know, and sometimes like that just happens also.
Yep, I agree. I think one thing about League of Legends is, from a spectator standpoint, at least in my opinion, it's hard to tell when a team is like clear cut better, like just on a surface level, but it is also easy to tell when something is being done well. If that makes sense. Like, it's hard to just, like, notice when there's, like, a huge gap between teams, because sometimes it seems like laning phase is happening, everyone's just doing their thing normally, and then suddenly the other team will just, like, shoot away, they'll break away, the lead will be insurmountable, and the game will just end. Like, that happens in a lot of international games between, like, North America and NA, for example. Or North America I would say, like, Korea or China or even Europe, for an example. Like, it seems like it's close, and then for laning phase, and then it just will break away, sometimes seemingly out of thin air.
Yeah, but I think at least like what I've heard throughout, you know, my time watching, it's like it's that those Eastern teams are like so much better in the mid game, and they I think it's things like decisiveness and how quick you make that decision is like can be like game determinative. Like,
yeah, definitely.
You know, if it's like, okay, we have like we killed one of them. Like, can we do Baron? Yes or no? Like right now. Like we have to know right now because we can do it right now. But if you don't say anything, then it just fades away and you can't do it.
Sure.
Which like feels super bad.
Yeah. No, I don't disagree with that. I guess more what I'm trying to say is like, I think just in general though, the game, it's hard to tell sometimes, especially for someone who's more casual like us even. I would say we're in between casual and, you know, have a good understanding of what's going on. But I think it's hard to tell exactly what flipped it without, like, really paying attention. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what flipped the switch in the other team just winning? And sometimes it really is just, like, gold. And it's hard to tell if you're not paying attention to every single thing on the map where that gold is coming from or how the advantage is getting, like, made. But a lot of times it's macro play.
That's a thing. Yeah, it's like,
but it's not always highlighted on the commentary. And I feel like that's something that makes it hard to like keep up with all the time. That's why I think it's easy to sort of miss what's happening, but also you can, like I said, notice, you know, when something really impressive is happening, not only like a flashy play, but also like good rotation or just a smart call to maybe sneak Baron or split push this lane, or like we trade this and they get this, you know, it's a lot of that, but I think it's not always highlighted enough, or maybe it's harder to catch without focusing super hard or knowing it very well.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyways, that was just kind of rambling, but.
Yeah, I think that point you brought up about you know, goal differences and stuff like that, like, you know, you could say, you know, that contributes a lot. But I feel like it's less and less. Well, I feel like the goal difference always doesn't always tell you the whole story. Like if you're like, you know, in a tank versus like bruiser matchup, then, you know, maybe the tank like loses and then, you know, gets behind in gold, but like they're expecting that to happen. So it's like, okay, well, you know, then it's like, okay, how do we keep this, you know, going? So it's like, not, we don't just get shit on. You know?
It's because if you accept that kind of thing to happen, you have to make something happen elsewhere on the map.
Exactly.
That, or you have to try and, you know, make something happen up there so that you can offset it.
Mm-hmm.
So like if you pick Ornn into Gnar, or there's probably a better example, but something ranged into a melee champ, like you said.
That works,
Ornn into Gnar works, but like you have to either do something on the other half of the map or mid lane or whatever and just kind of forfeit that side and let them play weak side, or you have to do something up there and pray that something isn't happening. You kind of just have to react to what the other team is doing, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they'll be trying to make something happen, or maybe they'll see it as, well, they picked weak side top, so we'll bully top lane and we'll win through this, or whatever. So then you play bot, or maybe they'll be like, they're gonna play bot, I'm gonna try and play bot so that I can counter it. And there is give and take with both. You'd probably try to balance two in an ideal world, but not every team does that. So I agree. I think you're right. Like, it's stuff like that for sure. Like, it is like picking that's almost like the macro of it all, right? Like seeing the bigger picture you know, drafting that way and then understanding what your game plan has to be when drafting that way. And maybe that's what it is that's separating our teams from Eastern teams or European teams even.
It's a complex game, and there's a lot of,
absolutely,
you know, and I think there's a lot of people like online who just like think they get it and like, you know, like don't understand like how much nuance there is, and like, you know, they can look at it like with hindsight and it's like, well, obviously this shit's bad, but like, you know, in the moment it's like tough or feels like the right decision, or it's like the only decision they feel like they can make, or, you know, whatever.
Which so. I can't even lie. I feel like I'm in that boat sometimes where maybe I talk a bit more about like what I know about the game than I actually do, but I don't know. I do feel like on a surface level I kind of have a general understanding of it. So mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I
try and not like be definitive in what I say also.
Definitely. I definitely feel the same way. I mm-hmm. probably do more often than I'd like to, but I definitely don't want to be like my word is absolute.
mm-hmm. Well, yeah, because it's not. I mean, honestly, yeah, it's like honestly that's I don't think that's like the best way to think, because I think if you have like, I mean, obviously if you're like 100% correct, but like shit like this, it's like, you know, there's like a lot of nuance and there's a lot of opinions and stuff. So it's like, all right, let's keep an open mind, like see what happens.
Agreed.
Or see what other people think and stuff. So
I 100% agree. Anyways, let's mm-hmm. see what happened in North America this week, Dan. happened in North America.
Let's do it.
What did you watch? Shit. Do you wanna what did we talk about last? We talked about Cloud9 100 Thieves last. I believe that was being played when we recorded.
Yeah.
So we can talk about everything that's happened since then if you'd like. I have it in order if you'd like me to start.
Yeah. And then I'll jump in where I watched.
Sure. So FlyQuest versus Honda. This was
what I watched. Oh no, wait, okay. That's not what I watched.
Didn't watch it. He thought he did, didn't actually.
Did we talk about that one?
We did not, because it happened the day after we recorded.
Meh.
It happened on Friday.
Mm,
so
okay.
This was a 5-game series. Very back and forth. It was a rather entertaining series. It felt like both teams were equal. And that kind of has followed suit with LCS, like we had just talked about, kind of all year. It did feel like FlyQuest definitely... why are you making fun of the way I said five? It definitely felt like FlyQuest maybe threw at least one game. There was definitely mm-hmm. a game they should have won. I want to say it was game three. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have been a series-winning game, but it would have put them up 2-1, I believe. Actually, maybe it was game four. I think it might have been mm-hmm. a series win. Anyways, they threw this game hard. It was brutal. They definitely should have won it, and Jensen randomly got picked, and then it just all fell apart from there. They kept just getting picked right before objectives. They gave up a soul. Mm-hmm. It was just rough, but it didn't end up mattering because it went to 5 games, and then FlyQuest stomped them.
Nice.
It was nothing super impressive, unfortunately, but it happened, so I talked about it. 100 Thieves versus NRG Kia, your favorite team. Dan's NRG Kia. Did you watch this one, Dan?
No.
Oh, you didn't watch it?
No.
Oh,
I didn't get a chance to.
Fake fan. This one also 5 games. Couple of banger games out of this one, but honestly, the last game was just so much of a stomp that it really kind of put a sour taste in my mouth and took away all the joy. 100 Thieves wound up winning this one in the 5th game. Mm-hmm. They are a good team. I think I'm there. Even though they got 3-0'd by Cloud9, I think I'm at the point where I'm willing to say that they might be the second best team. I think that Sniper has proven to be one of the best top laners in his rookie year, so
mm-hmm.
I'm excited to see how this continues as he plays more challenging series or just overcomes more or faces more adversity. I'm excited to see this team continue to gel and mesh, hopefully as a unit. This specific unit feels like it's got something there.
Yeah.
I would
agree with that.
Yeah. Fun to watch too. I genuinely. Mm-hmm. Then we have Honda versus Team Dignitas. It's a Honda sweep, folks. they put Dignitas in the dirt.
Mm-hmm.
Dignitas is eliminated from playoff contention. Same with
This is one I watched.
Oh, this is the one you watched?
Yeah, it's I don't know.
Banger.
Seemed like Dig wasn't really there.
No, they definitely, I think they only showed up for the first game, and then after that they really did seem mentally checked out. Just
mm-hmm.
just off of gameplay. I mean, that's hard to say that they were, but man, they did not look good.
Yeah, game two, Rich. What was he on? Was he on Renekton or was it Jax? I can't remember.
I think he was on Renekton, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, and then Impact was on Jax? Is that right?
That sounds right. I'm pretty sure it was exactly that.
And he, you know, there's a 1v1 going on up there, and they both got to like within like one hit to kill, and yep. Rich walked away when I think if he just stayed in it, he won.
Yes.
He like walked away, and then he was like, "Oh shit, I can kill him!" And flashes back in, then dies. Nice. Like, oh my god.
He was on the jacks then. Rich was on the jacks because
yeah. After that, I'd be like, "Yep, I'm done."
He probably was. He was probably. It seemed like he was at least.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, rough series from Dig Nasty, but I was gonna say hopefully we could see them do better in the future. But honestly, I don't even know if I want to see this team play ever again. So. Yeah, it was tough. I specifically remember there was like a random part where they were like, they being Dignitas, were like trying to force down the mid tower a lot. And Tomo mm-hmm. was just like standing there autoing it while getting autoed by the opposing AD carry. And they just got collapsed on and died. And then they like lost. It was such a strange series. It really felt like a team that was just aimlessly playing League of Legends versus like a cohesive unit. Mm-hmm. It was like a little bit of a coughing baby versus hydrogen bomb meme kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And Dignitas was absolutely the coughing baby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's all I have to say about Dignitas, and that's all the playoffs that I watched this week because that was all the playoff games.
Yeah. So that sets us up for tomorrow, which is lower bracket final.
I believe so.
Lower bracket semifinal.
Yeah. We've got Honda.
Honda.
Versus.
Honda.
Honda versus 100 Thieves.
100 Thieves.
I believe the day after that, we have. Correct. Cloud9 versus FlyQuest.
Yer.
Could be some interesting series. I'm pretty excited. I hope all these go five. I'd like that a lot.
Yeah, I should watch these.
Yeah,
watch
I'm going to try to. Wants to talk about that. I had brought up some watching ideas to you when we talked a little while ago, and I never acted on it. So, I'm gonna talk to you about that after. Remind me.
Watching ideas.
Watching.
All right.
So yeah, that's all the league I watched. How about you, Dan?
I did catch one LCK.
Huge.
But Mr. Worldwide. I mean, it was DRX versus Gen G. I mean, there's not much to say about this.
Yeah, it was obviously a DRX stomp. you haven't said no.
If it was opposite day, you would be correct.
Oh, nice. Is there an official opposite day?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, there is now. It's today. It's opposite day. I was correct.
Wow. Yeah.
DRX wins.
Yep. They kind of got shitted on. if it wasn't opposite day.
Well, that's good to know. Not surprising.
Yeah, no.
I'm glad that you got to watch it, though.
Yeah. So that's unfortunate, but whatever. That's how it goes. I think the other one that was like that I could have watched was like Nongshim versus like T1, I think, and I was like, that one's probably a stomp, and I was like, looks like they both are. So
yeah, it was gonna be nasty either way, I think.
Yeah. So.
Unfortunate.
Mm-hmm. So bad day to or bad week to watch LCK.
Yeah. What do we got now? We go media review.
Shmedia shmew.
Losers Q media review. This week we're doing an album.
Yer.
This is an album I picked for Danny.
Matt chose it for me.
We are once again reviewing a Death Grips album. This is their second to last album, Bottomless Pit.
Yeah.
It released in, let me pull it up, 2016, I believe. I'm trying to find the exact amount of songs that they have on this thing. It is 13 songs, and it's about 39 minutes. Yeah, 39 minutes, 19 seconds, to be exact. Let me hear some thoughts on it, Dan.
Okay.
And I'd like to hear your thoughts about it in comparison to The Money Store, which is the first album that they released. First official album, I should say.
Hold up, let me. I just gotta remember. I think I liked if we're. I think I liked the Money Store more.
Okay, I wasn't asking for a comparison like that, but I'll take that too. That's fine. It's fine. Not complaining. Just saying.
So I think the first two songs.
Yeah.
Like there's just parts in them that are just noise to me.
Yes.
And
it's noise music.
Anytime that there's like not noise and it's like, I don't know, like more structured, I guess, is a better way to put it. I enjoyed a lot.
Okay.
Like I would almost say Hothead is like my favorite song, but then it's like, I don't know, man.
It pulls out the abrasive noises and just the
and
random
you know,
sounds.
I'm not a stranger to abrasive noises and sounds, but it doesn't feel good in the ears to me.
Fair.
Now there are some other songs like what was it? I like Trash.
We do love Trash.
I think Trash is pretty good. I think was pretty good.
Yep.
Three Bedrooms in a Good Neighborhood. Unfortunately, the worst song by far is the title album.
Really?
I don't think this song is good at all.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm like... Yeah, I kind of like... I just can't.
You skip it? It's a skip?
I mean, if I wasn't reviewing it, it would be a skip like every single time. But
damn, that's
I listen to it every time. I'm like, it's just noise, and he just says "fuck you and a half" like a bunch of times. I'm like, yeah, I'm sorry,
Danny,
you're gonna have to miss me with this one.
It's a beautiful song about having a child with someone. Okay.
Uh huh. Yeah. Okay. So there were a couple, I think, like four songs on here that were just like, every time they came on, it's like, they did nothing for me.
Sure.
I think Houdini was one of those.
80808.
I think just those two. BB Poison's not bad. Ring a Bell's not bad. Let's see. I'm trying to think of what my favorite song was. I wanna say Hothead so bad, but I don't know. I think this was the favorite.
Yeah, that's a fair pick.
I think it's funny when you just like blah 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 blah
blah blah. That's so good, dude.
And then like when it, I don't know, they kind of like break it down a little bit. Yeah. I'm like, okay,
got a bit of a groove
like
to
that.
It.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Can you just kind of croon it to it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Spikes is not bad. I think my second favorite song is, I think it's Ring a Bell.
Nice.
Now, I think that one kind of reminded me of one of the songs off of,
The Money Store?
Was it called Money Store? Yeah. What song is it? I can't remember though.
God, I'm trying to think of what song it would remind me of, because it doesn't really remind me of any songs on there, personally. Which is funny, because I would say it's probably the one I've heard the most on this album. That is one of my favorite songs on this album, for sure. I'm trying to think of what it really reminds me of on there. I don't think it reminds me of anything, personally. And that's coming from someone who's listened to these both quite a bit. But I wouldn't say that it's not like something on there. Because I think the reason I gave you The Money Store and then this was because I actually originally picked this, but I decided to have you do The Money Store instead. I don't know if you remember that, but this was one that I did recommend you, and then I switched it because
I think you did. Yeah, I remember.
I think that both of these are two of their more accessible albums when it comes to like just from a mainstream perspective. I think that both of them have like kind of like a bit more of a normal sound to them than some other Death Grip stuff does. And I think this one is them kind of like almost, which I personally think that The Money Store is a 10 out of 10. It's close to perfect for me because of how forward thinking it was and how different it was from a lot of their, like just the genre back then. Mm-hmm. And I think that this is them kind of like honing in on that a bit more and just releasing mm-hmm. the same thing, but a bit more updated and kind of different commentary on it, if you will.
Yeah,
and
I would 100% agree with that.
Kind of them like more in their bag, kind of. They've kind of mastered the art that they created. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I think a couple songs that stand out to me. Hothead is a crazy song. I personally love the contrast to like just the pure like in your face abrasive sounding just like noise to just kind of like we said the groove that it has when it switches to a bit slower pace of a song almost. And I do also really love that song. I think there's not really many songs on here that I don't like. I don't think there's any actually. I like all of them for different reasons. I think that like what you might not like about them is like the noise, like giving bad people good ideas is kind of like just noise to you, but I think that noise for whatever reason it does a lot for me. Like it's just so aggressive and it's so different. There's not a lot that sounds like this, and it's kind of just what I want to hear at times. Mm-hmm. Like it's specifically just like the nonstop just guitar on giving bad people good ideas, or even
I like the person saying it the whole song. I think that's my favorite part about it.
I think it's an interesting contrast, though, to have, like, this almost angelic chorus to then, like, have MC Ride with his just, like, brutal bars about, like, you know, the bad ideas, quote-unquote, I guess you could say. Yeah. Or whatever it may be. Or Bottomless Pit. It's an interesting song, I think, in concept, because it is kind of, like I said, it's just that nonstop guitar almost. And just, like, just a boom-bap drum, and then, like, MC Ride, like you said, just saying he would fuck someone in half. But I don't think it means, like, you know, literally fuck them in half. I do think it's kind of talking about, you know, like, actually making a child with someone, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
But also, I think that overall, the Bottomless Pit is, like, also a reference of sexual addiction, which, not that I relate to it, but I believe it's what he's talking about on the song. And I think that, you know, something like BB Poison, Houdini, I think all these songs are kind of, or both of these songs are kind of just like, just, I don't know, they just stand out to me. And Trash and Eh, I find them both to be rather similar. I really like Eh a lot because it's a song about just not giving a fuck, literally. And he delivers it perfectly on the whole song. His like monotone like spitting and flowing is like second to none. Honestly, it's so interesting how he could be so uninterested while flowing the way he does on this song. And Trash, it's just commentary on like you know, garbage music or like what people might say is trash, or it's just perfect.
Yeah,
I love that song.
I definitely got that vibe.
Yeah. Three Bedrooms in a Good Neighborhood, Bubbles Buried in This Jungle. Both of these songs are kind of just like bangers in my opinion. And I love both of them very much. All of these songs have a very catchy chorus or it's just a lot of them, they're just playing in my head a lot of the time, and it's nice. I love it. And Ring a Bell, I think this was probably one of the first Death Grips songs that I actually had ever heard. So I would say it probably got me into them, but yeah, this song moves the needle for me. A lot. I love this song, truly. One of my favorites, even.
Yeah.
I am a big fan. I didn't even talk about Spikes or Warping that much. These two songs are also, I mean, those two back to back, just the entire album, obviously, in my opinion, masterpiece. But this three song, like four song stretch at the start is like insane. Like just the sound of it all. I mean, Warping has a sound of its own that I think is, like, yet to be matched in my eyes. And I really do. I do love it. And my favorite song for this album has changed probably every day that I listen to it on, like, repeat. Because it usually will just be, like, I'm really feeling this one. And then I'll be like, you know what? I'm going to replay Baby Poison today. And it's, like, it's kind of just been how it's been for me with this album.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting.
When I first listened to this, I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I think...
But it definitely grew on me.
I think that's kind of just the Death Grips kind of, like, style. Like, a lot of their stuff, it takes multiple listens. You have to be willing to listen to it for sure as well. Because, like, if you don't want to listen to it, it makes it even harder to listen to it. But mm-hmm. if you have like an open mind about it, it makes it easier to like come around to it. I think the sound eventually becomes less noisy.
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of are down for it, which you know, if not, I get it. It's not everyone's cup of tea.
Yeah.
But personally, it has been one of my favorite cups of tea.
Mm-hmm.
Any other thoughts, Dan?
No, I think I definitely don't think it was as bad as I thought it was going to be when I first listened to it.
Okay. Nice. How many mm-hmm. times do you think you listened to it? I think keeping track of that is pretty difficult, especially for me, because like, I have been listening to a lot of this stuff for like a long time, so I don't really keep track of it, but...
Definitely be a cool stat to see, but yeah. I think...
I wish there was a way to check it on Spotify. Like, how many times I listened through an album on, like mm-hmm. in its entirety.
Yeah.
Unfortunately,
but
they don't offer
that. I think... It's at least 10.
Okay.
But I think it's definitely more than 10.
Now, one thing I wanted to ask you, you have a lot of friends who listen to, you know, music. So like, would you ever introduce them to Death Grips, do you think? You're not going to offend me with an answer. Not that I think you would, but I've asked one of my other friends this before, and he was like kind of not wanting to answer.
Yeah.
Because he thought it would hurt my feelings, but I don't care.
Don't worry, Matt. I know where our friendship is. I don't give a fuck.
That's good.
But I don't think so. I don't send a lot of like a ton of music out to people.
No, that's fair.
I probably like I found this song the other day. Like, I was, like, on Twitter, and I was like, what the fuck is this? So I found it, and I listened to it, and I was like, all right, I gotta tell people about this. And I think I sent it to, like three people. But, like, you know, I don't know. I feel like there's some people are, like, more critical, and they're, like, they would literally hear, like, the first song and be like, nah, I'm not. going through like the rest of this, you know,
like specifically off of the Death Grips album, is that what you mean?
Yeah, okay.
I agree. I think like that's,
you know,
kind of
like,
how
hey
it's...
listen to this album, and then they like get to the first song and they're like, nah, you know?
I don't know about that.
yeah
no, I get you.
I really don't think that there's a ton of people who you know would give music, you know, different types of music a chance.
Sure.
Unless they had to, like, unless they were like, I wouldn't say like forced to listen to it, but you know, like what we do.
Yeah.
You know, we like, no, we have decided that we are going to listen to whatever the other person.
Correct.
You know, says, and I mean, I think I like that because it's like, okay, I have to listen to this, and it's like, okay. The first time I listened to this, I hated it, but then it's like, okay, it's not that bad. So
sometimes it does catch on. I get that.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes you like end up like really liking it. So
yep, hard agree.
You know, but yeah. So, but overall, no.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I've kind of adopted this new strategy where if I have a long car ride and I've got people in my car. If there's time for music, I'm going to force them to listen to Death Grips.
I play whatever I want. Like,
yeah, I do that too. I mean, like I, which is what I'm doing. I also mm-hmm. play a lot of, I just try to play stuff that I think could, I find interesting that a lot of people don't listen to.
Yeah. I try and do that too. And sometimes like you do that, but like, I don't know. I also don't want to like annoy them.
Oh yeah. No, I'm never like, turning it up to like make them hear it, you know. I'll like have it on, and if I find the time, like if no one's talking, I'll turn it up, but if people are talking, mm-hmm. I'll just turn it down. It's never taking mm-hmm. place over the conversation.
Yeah
I understand that. So anyways, mm-hmm. what are you giving this one, Dan?
I'm gonna give this a 6.
Okay. I don't remember what you gave the number or the money store.
I don't remember either.
I was trying to think of that earlier. Because you said you liked that one more than this, but I don't remember you liking that a whole lot when we talked about it. Which doesn't matter. I'm just you brought up a lot of stuff out here that you did end up liking, so I don't know. Maybe your opinion changed just as you were thinking about it more. Which totally does happen.
Yeah. Or I just can't remember what I gave the last one.
No, sure. That's completely fair. I don't remember what you gave it either. That will be changed eventually. But anyways,
so I'm gonna give it a 6.
Okay.
But if we ever find out what I gave the money store, it's got to be lower than that.
Okay, I got you. So if you gave the money store a 6, is the money store then a 7, or is this then a 5?
This is a 5 then.
Okay.
Yeah.
That works for me. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this one's a 10. God, I love this album so much. It kind of sucks because I think I give off this, like, everything I listen to is a 10. Everything
you know, I was just going to bring that up. I was like, everything that you bring up, you think is a 10.
But to be fair, I'm only giving you stuff that I, like, really like that I want other people to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, that's why it's like this. If I could start giving you stuff that I don't think is 10s. I do listen to stuff that I don't think is 10, but I just, I don't know. I get in these moods where I'm like, I want to listen to one of my favorite albums, and then I'm just throwing this on. So,
yeah. Music is always kind of weird too, because it's like sometimes it's not always a 10. Like,
that's fair.
Maybe it was a 10 at first.
Sure.
And then it kind of went away, and then I started listening to it again, and like, oh, this is a 10, or
the feeling's back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been in a weird place where I haven't been listening to a ton of new music.
Sure.
And you know, I'd like to.
I've been personally trying to like expand my horizons just with genres in general. I've even so much as dipped my toes into some country. I won't say that I'm like fully versed in country music, but I've done a bit more than dabbling, I would say, even.
The only country I'm listening to is Kenny Chesney and Shania Twain.
I don't know if I've ever heard a Kenny Chesney song, to be fair. I'm more listening to, like, old stuff.
Is, like, is Jimmy Buffett considered country?
I don't know. It's probably, like, closer to country than anything else, right? So, yeah, sure. Country.
Dang, you type in Jimmy in Spotify and it comes up with Jimmy
Neutron
first.
It comes up with who?
Jimmy Eat World.
Damn, that one song really did numbers for them.
I know.
I don't even know the name of it, but I know that they made it.
Ah. A practitioner of a mellow, witty, country rock style.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Country? Anyways. I've personally been wanting to, not only with movies, but music, just try and expand my horizons and watch a lot of, or listen to a lot of different stuff. So that's kind of been a personal goal.
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
I've been liking it. I've been listening to a lot of different stuff. It's been moving the needle for me. Some variation in my life really helps.
Yeah, maybe I'll keep that in mind for the next thing I give you.
Yeah, I promise, Dan. I'm gonna try my hardest to like it. One of these days, we're gonna get an album that you give me that I like, and that you like, and that I give you that we both like equally. I mean, that probably happened. I think. Maybe. I don't know. We both liked. Some albums.
Probably still sucked. Like we both equally disliked that one.
I don't know. I think you liked it more than me. I remember you giving it like a 5. I'm pretty
sure
you
gave probably.
It a 5. I gave it a 0.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Never mind.
Yeah, that album sucks. Still.
Hmm.
Dude, we didn't even talk about it. Remember when we should have done that for the 101st episode?
Ah.
Back fumbled.
Went back. Yeah.
Remember we were at that bar though for that concert, and they started playing a song off of the album.
That was funny.
That was crazy. Like I was like, "There's no shot. Like this doesn't just randomly happen. There's no way they just have that song like in rotation."
Mm-hmm.
Crazy to me. Like who is putting Limp Bizkit, recent Limp Bizkit, in the playlist? And whoever it is, they should be fired. Anyways.
Just how it goes, man.
Yeah. That album still sucks. should we make that the name of the episode? That's a pretty good one, actually. Wait, did we make that? I think we might have made that the name of the episode when we reviewed it, now that I think about it.
You could just say, it still sucks.
It still sucks. Yeah, all right, fine. It still sucks. You have anything
or should
else?
Should we hold that for, like,
when we re-review? I can't do it again, man. I don't think I can do it again.
All right, funny business?
Okay, maybe. If there's funny business involved, maybe.
Uh-huh. All right.
Alrighty.
Hold up. I'm sending you the album that I have chosen.
Already? Right. Live reaction? I wouldn't even say the name.
No, you shouldn't.
I won't.
Did you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Are you able to open it? Just make sure it's.
Huh. It tried to open it not in my browser.
Oh. Do you have like the app on?
I do have the app on my computer. I didn't even know that I did.
Oh.
So anyways, I'll look at it on my phone. Give me one sec.
Sure.
Sure. Do I need to check it out while we're on the air? Do you care? I mean, we could end it.
I don't care.
All right. Well, that's Danny.
I'm Danny. That's Matt.
Matt. Losers Q. Bye.
Bye, folks.
Oh, hang on. I wasn't ready to stop it. That's really awkward.
Bye.